Radio Free FM 102.6% music.
We're here, Radio Free FM 102.6 megahertz. Best radio station in my opinion. I'm here with Dead Letter. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Zach.
Hi, I'm George.
How are you guys? How are you feeling?
Yeah, we're doing all right. We've literally just arrived.
Just arrived. Yeah. Did you fly to Stuttgart then?
No, we flew to...
in West Cowes. Memmingen.
Memmingen. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's actually closer, so it makes more sense, to be honest, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how was your flight then?
It was fucking busy, actually. There was a lot of people. I think we're quite used to travelling early in the morning when the airport's not very full, and it was just full of...
This time it was completely different.
...families and... A lot of people escaping carnival in London, a lot of people on summer holidays, lots of kids basically, and that doesn't exactly bode well for a smooth airport experience.
Yeah, well, just because you said London, I'm from London too, by the way. You moved to London from Yorkshire. You guys are all from Yorkshire, right? How would you describe London as a music artist?
I suppose that it does feel like there's maybe perhaps more opportunity there. I mean, whether that's from the whole of Yorkshire is debatable, but from where we were in small towns in the kind of the northeast of Yorkshire, there's just, I suppose there's just more prospects, you know, especially as a band starting out as we were when we first moved down. We could play a show every week, and up north that wasn't the case.
Yeah, because I find it's like typical that artists usually tend to move to bigger cities. Would you say, for like personal opinion, is that's annoying that you have to move into a bigger city to actually get somewhere? Like, of course, there's always artists that come from smaller places and they blow off at smaller places and then they move. But would you say that's like a necessity to actually move to a bigger place?
I don't necessarily think it's a necessity, but I think for us, it definitely helped. I think as well, because none of us went to school in the sort of biggest city nearest to us, which was York, we didn't have that kind of following before we'd even started out. We didn't really have any friends there or anything, so we really were building it up from nothing. So it wasn't too different to what we had to go and then do in London.
London's a nice place.
Well, now you're here in Darmstadt. Have you ever been near here, Ulm? Because we're all from Ulm. The radio station's from Ulm. It's in Bavaria. Not in Bavaria, actually. That's right. Neu-Ulm is in Bavaria. We have the twin city, basically. It's Ulm and Neu-Ulm. Have you ever been near here?
We just drove through Ulm, actually, and we saw the church spire. Highest church spire in Europe. Looks yes. Very...
See that.
Didn't all right. It looked very big. To be honest, we've driven through this area before. We played in Munich. Well, Munich's not really round the corner, but it's close enough, isn't it? But no, we haven't been to Ulm before. So hopefully we won't get a chance this trip, unfortunately, but hopefully next time we can go and actually have a look around the city.
Yeah, that would be definitely cool. Then maybe we see each other again. So you obviously have been in Jari already. You had a gig in, what other places have you had gigs in?
This summer?
Yes.
Excuse me. We just got back from a Netherlands and Belgium run last weekend. We've been doing a lot in Spain this summer. A few in the UK.
Slovakia.
Slovakia was new this summer. And we've got kind of Scandinavia and Iceland coming up, which we're looking forward to. Yeah.
What are the plans for the rest of the evening after your gig? Are you going to get pissed or...?
Well, I mean... It's probably a 50-50 split in the band. There's a few people that don't drink in the band, and there's a few people that really do like a drink. So I'd say we'll probably watch Wolf Mother, see how we feel, see where the night takes us.
Are you leaving tomorrow, or is it off in the morning, so you can't have a relaxed evening to face?
No, it's not. It's not like, I don't think it's an evening that's anti-relax. I think our pickup time is 11:30, so...
So
people can do what they want to do, I suppose.
Yeah, you're in Germany. Germany is quite... Oh, no, well, they're German beer. I particularly don't like beer, to be honest. I don't know if you like beer, but if I'm in the UK, I tend to drink beer more there than here. If you has Johnny beer already, have you had beer?
I actually don't drink. So, yeah. So, I'm not the one to ask.
I haven't had a beer today.
Not yet.
But in the past, when I've been in Germany, I've drank German beer and loved it. Particularly, I'm probably going to get absolutely hounded for saying this because I'm in the wrong area. But in Cologne, we had a good night in the Kölsch bar.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a lot of fun.
You do have a good night at the Kölsch bar.
I know that's probably the wrong county or whatever we're in. But yeah, I love German beer. Maybe too much. That's why I'm not drinking right now.
But I think a lot of people like German beer too much. You've got Goldochsen, which is a brewery here in Ulm, based in Ulm, and it's all over the whole festival. So should definitely...
Nice to support the locals.
No, it is good. And this festival is all for free. I don't know, do you do free gigs in the UK or anywhere else?
You don't get many free gigs in the UK. We've done quite a few free gigs, though, in the past 3 years. I guess it feels like European towns have more of a community to make the effort to make something free or non-for-profit, you know. I think a lot of the UK is a lot more capitalism driven.
Yeah, it is. I love coming here because there's so many little people, young, old. There's kids. I was with my friends just now. There's kids jumping around out there. People basically getting drunk. Old people, young people, all mixed up. I love it.
Would you say when you go do gigs, festivals or your own tour, what do you prefer? Like being a festival, doing anything, big crowds or smaller crowd?
I mean, it honestly just depends what's happening. You know, I think there are some festivals which are great. And I suppose the thing with a festival is you've got much more of an opportunity to play to people who otherwise wouldn't see you. Whereas with your own show, that's less likely because you've got to buy a ticket, you've got to make the effort to go to that specific place. I think the two things kind of offer different experiences for both us as an artist and the people who are coming along to watch, you know?
Yeah. I'd say as an artist, touring can be, in a weird way, it can be easier because it's so consistent and you get into the routine of it and, you know, you're away for a month, but at least the whole month you can get into that rhythm.
Yeah, you're in a different world, basically.
Yeah.
You're in bubble and you live a different life for this one month.
Exactly. But with I love festivals. Festivals, for me, are one of the greatest things humans have ever invented. But by this time of the year, when we've been working in the week, whether that be in jobs or in the studio, and then playing every weekend, it gets quite tiring.
Yeah,
feels like it's been a long summer.
It's been a long summer.
It's been a long summer.
And the weather's been up, Dad. I don't know how it was in the UK. I haven't been this year, but
it's been beautiful this year. Maybe too nice. There's been almost a drought, I would say.
So it was really weird. April was like almost like heat wave. Then rain came again. Then it was a heat wave again. Now, when you want perfect weather, you're freezing out.
It's quite cold tonight. Yeah.
Really, actually.
It doesn't feel like August right now.
It doesn't. And I'm hoping like summer's coming.
Yeah, the Indian summer.
Fingers crossed, so it is. Just because I was talking about festivals, I saw you just Glastonbury once.
It's not a sign.
I've never been. I've tried to get tickets for the last 3 years. Got any chance to get any tickets. I'm ready for stuff.
Keep trying.
How was Glastonbury?
Yeah, it was a really, you know, it was an amazing thing to do. I suppose it's one of those where you know, in the UK, as soon as you're attuned to being a music fan, you know what Glastonbury is. So, it was really great to go. I mean, for a lot of us, it was the first time we'd ever been.
So that must have mental, basically, hasn't it? It's Glastonbury and the gig, you know.
But yeah, it's a great place. I mean, it's fucking huge. I think there was a lot of it that I probably didn't even nearly see. But yeah, it was great.
Yeah. One of my favorite weekend activities you can do in the world, I reckon. It's probably up there with the best weekend of your life.
Probably. You're probably getting really messed up also, but that is a different for me.
It's quite a lot of viewers about 6 people. How is it working with each other? Do you get into squabbles a lot when you make music, recording, whatsoever?
I think the squabbles can happen, but they're usually for the best. You know, it's never like the squabble and then everything stops in its place and we don't. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like, it's like when you make the decision to have six brains working on something, you have to be willing for those six brains to not agree all the time, you know, and we could, if we really wanted to, we could say, well, we're only going to have three brains do it. But then what's the point in being in a group of six people if that's the case?
And it's Hannibal. Was it so, work so hard and you're all together and you work on your work?
Yeah.
When did you start making? Is it?
Personally, I was 14, I think. George was about the same age. Yeah. We kind of learned together. And
at the same time, Alfie already played the drums at that point for his older brother's band. So we poached him because he was our mate, not his mate. But yeah, we've been playing together since then, us three, particularly. That's 12 years, 13 years now. And we've been playing with Will for six, seven years. Sam for three, and Nathan's been over a year now. So yeah.
So you know Ottawa for a really, really long time. But you get used to Scots and these ways.
Well, that's the thing. It does just become like, you know, sometimes you find yourselves arguing about really specific parts in songs and it gets heated. And sometimes you find yourself arguing over a game of cards and it's just evident that you've known one another too long.
I can understand it happens. My brother's thing, you know, there's sometimes high cards I moved under it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just what happens, you know?
You released your album in September last year, The Circus Train. Is there anything else? I know
there's no lights on my bike remote.
That is brilliant. I love this. It's empty. Great.
Oh, no. Well,
we need to use one.
You just released your last album. I know it's been a year, around a year now, nearly a year. Is there anything else planned? Are you working on anything else? What's happening?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, we're working on a second long thing as we speak. Pretty much done. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there anything you can tell us about it? Can you give us any hints what it's about? Any particular songs that you want to talk about?
No. I mean,
it was a simple no.
I mean, without being too specific, I just think it's different. No, it's different.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I love your song Binge, by the way. Your music really reminds me of the UK. I really miss being there. And when I heard your music for the first time, I think it was 1.5 years ago or something. And it gave me this home feeling. I loved it. And Binge is one of my top tens with you guys. Do you have any festivals tomorrow? Or are you flying back home?
No, home tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. Home. Going to Carnival tomorrow. Notting Hill Carnival. Looking forward to it.
Nottingham Carnival. I haven't been there for ages. Jesus Christ. When you're on tour, are there any rituals you do before you go on stage? Is there anything in particular you do, like hype each other up, slap each other in the face? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a bastardized version of one of our songs that we sing.
We're not going to do that.
We're not going to do it.
Okay, we won't do it, but maybe I'll see it.
If you come side of stage, wait.
If you take me to side of stage, I'll see it. I don't know if I'll get there, to be honest, but...
Oh, yes.
For somebody that wants to start producing music or make music or whatever, or get into music, what advice would you give them on your experience?
Keep going. Make something that you're happy with. Don't make something for the consumer.
Yeah, don't. You might have to compromise with the people who you're making it with, but they're the only people you should be compromising for.
Yeah, definitely. I find what I love about your music, you guys are obviously not old. You're quite young. And I love that you bring music back, which is just, it's not that it's old, but it's just, it's not this stereotypical pop hip hop stuff. It's something different. And I think crowds really enjoy actually having a good time jumping around and just going mental to your guys' music. So I really enjoy it. I'm really, really actually looking forward to your gig. What are you hoping for this evening?
Don't know, just sweat. It's good.
You probably need a towel then.
Oz.
Now, one really stupid question. You're from Yorkshire. My colleague actually told me you should ask that, so I'm just going to do it. Do you like Yorkshire pudding?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to say to Radio Free FM in Ulm?
Thanks for having us. Hope you were at the show. If not, see us next time.
Yeah.